You better stop acting like a fucking bitch, you stupid fucking cunt. Hey, what's up, yo? Oh,
oh,
damn.
We're rolling? Oh, shit.
Oh, sorry about that. We're just dealing with some of our sponsors.
Some of our sponsors. Exactly. Sure.
Yeah. Sheely, come bring me a Diet Coke.
Shut the fuck. Nobody's named Sheely.
Hurry the fuck up. Anyways.
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday,
welcome
yo.
To the podcast once again. Hope you guys are doing well.
And it better be room temp, you fucking cunt. But anyways,
and you know this is Ruben or George.
Yeah.
And then I'm Zeb.
Thanks for exposing my name to all the 8 people that listen to us.
Yeah.
Nice. The fuck's the matter with you? That's anyway. Right, yo. We're starting over the top.
Oh my God.
We're going up, then we're going down, then bring it back up again, and then go up mid. That's how we do it.
So, anyways.
What's good, yeah?
We have absolutely nothing to go on today, so
we're just here fucking around.
Yeah. So this podcast episode is going to be a bit short since we're kind of tired and we don't know what the fuck to talk about.
We can talk about how Amber Heard went bankrupt.
That's been the main topic, you know, in like almost all of our episodes. We can kind of drop it already.
I don't know. I want to emphasize.
You like the fact that a woman has to pay a man.
I love that fact. Actually, you know what? Call me sexist. Yes, I do. call me sexist. Yes, I do.
I got it like right on the fucking
shit. Call me sexist. You never hear these stories. These stories never get blown up. But, God forbid.
Ease up on the gas pedal.
Multi-millionaires have to pay some fucking whores that didn't have any fucking ability other than having a fucking child.
All right.
You money-grubbing whores.
Ease up. We're going to get canceled.
From who? All the 8 people that listen to us?
Hey.
Are you gonna cancel us, Lehan, from Germany?
Those are two.
It's from Scandinavia. I know.
No. But, the name and the culture is like, two different things.
I know. I'll just. You see how I'm stirring the pot? You gotta stir the pot. Like I told you, we gotta bring it up here, and then we gotta bring it back down.
You live by the mindset of any bad stirring publicity is good publicity.
It's called stirring the pot, kid. Go and get some of this gumbo. Yeah. Goddamn, boy.
You're not stirring the pot. You're violently shaking it.
Exactly. Sometimes you gotta get a little messy sometimes before you can actually get it clean. Otherwise, what's the point of cleaning?
What is this analogy? This is so out of everywhere.
But, you know, I mean, if there wasn't a mess, then there wouldn't be a reason to clean.
Anyways.
You gotta make that shit messy.
Did you hear... Seth Rogen. Apparently, he's coming out with an animated movie for TMNT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What, is that shit gonna be rated R or something?
No.
Fucking The Boys-esque.
There's no news on it just yet because it was just announced.
Bro, is he gonna do the fucking The Last Ronin fucking storyline?
No,
that would be
not.
Wild as fuck. Now I would fucking watch that shit.
I mean, yeah,
that would be fucking amazing. I actually got the fucking comic book in my room right now.
Yeah, it would be interesting, but he's not going that direction. It was something kind of like retro. Hold on, let me search up the name. It's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles something something.
Hold on. Shit. You know, Seth Rogen produces nothing but bangers, so I'm probably going to watch it. I don't think... There's probably a couple movies he missed with, but, like, nah, this dude always produces bangers, so, I mean, probably going to watch it. Pretty sure everyone's going to watch it. I know... Let's see.
Okay, yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. And apparently it's coming out August 2023.
So pretty much next year? Damn.
Yeah, but they just announced it and there's no There's no other news on it, so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it turns out good. Everybody's kind of like hyping it up, real, like, even though he announced it like not even a day ago.
I mean, shit, man. Like I'm saying, like, what's his name? Who's the person he works with? The one that makes all the movies with and shit? Makes it with somebody. I just forgot their fucking name.
James Franco?
Nah, like the co-director or some shit like that. The co-writer type shit. He always does it with this one person. Something, it's something fucking Berg at the end. I don't know, I forgot his name, but.
Speaking of James Franco, he's coming back as an actor.
Well, then he had like those sex allegations against him or some shit like that.
Yeah, but now that it's all kind of died down, he's set to play Fidel Castro in this movie called.
Is it like a fucking parody of it or some shit? Or
no, it's not a parody.
Or
it's
just a straight up
movie. Straight up. Yeah, straight up gonna play Fidel Castro, right. And the title is gonna be called Alina of Cuba or something like that. Alina.
Hey, it's gonna be funny seeing him play a fucking Cuban.
Yeah, hey, it's it's gonna be a bit interesting and.
They could have got so many people to play that role. They could have got actual Cuban to play that shit.
Yeah, there wasn't that much of backlash.
Because he's like a horrible fucking person, though.
Yeah, but everybody already knows that, and it's kind of like
that's why it's like leveled out.
Yeah,
that's so why they're like they don't really give a fuck about this guy.
Yeah, like he's already been canceled. Yeah, so I mean,
if anybody used to cancel, it probably would be Fidel Castro.
Yeah, and even though he was canceled, he still got cast in the movie. So it's like,
it's like throwing it. It's like someone playing Hitler. You know, you're not really gonna give a fuck who's playing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it could have been fucking me playing Hitler. Put a fucking Hitler mustache on me.
Yeah,
and motherfuckers wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, apparently he's actually like going over to Cuba in order to shoot it. Like it's on site or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, this motherfucker's gonna get fucking captured by his brother's running the country now, right?
I think.
Right, or some shit like that. They replaced him with his brother.
Yeah.
They replaced him with his brother. Well, or some
not
bullshit.
Replaced him because
his brother. Or he just straight up died?
No. His brother handles more sophisticated roles, whereas James Franco kind of like landed on like comedy.
I know he has a brother who also acts too. He's gonna be in a new movie with Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg.
He had another brother.
No, I was talking about Fidel Castro. I wasn't talking about the Franco. Yeah, because I know they replaced him with his brother, some bullshit like that.
Looking at some photos of Fidel Castro.
Actually look alike?
A little bit, yeah. They have the same cheekbones.
I don't know.
It's. I mean, it just needs to, like, fuck up the beard a bit.
There's stories about. Actually, funny thing is, I heard about this a couple months back that fucking Fidel Castro had these crazy ass orgies and shit in his room.
I mean, he's kind of a dictator. Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe his mom was in that fucking, in those orgies.
Yeah.
And James Franco slipped out 9 months later. He's playing his father low key. He doesn't want to claim him because he knows he's a dictator, but he's still playing his father low key, making his papa proud.
James Castro.
you go. And you go ahead and fool those communist pigs, or those fucking capitalist pigs, and fulfill your destiny.
Well, I mean, either way, it should be interesting.
Mijo. Yes, papa. I can just imagine having flashbacks. Yes, papa. You will go to America, and you will play a white guy.
Without a doubt, there's going to be flashbacks like that.
With a subpar acting career. And you get your best friends with a pothead, who's somehow a good actor too.
I think I think Seth Rogen and Jim Franco cut ties actually.
Did they?
I think so. Man, after the interview and after like Jim Franco was canceled, I think they cut ties.
I'm pretty sure publicly, but I'm pretty sure they fuck around with each other still.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I mean, like, Now, like, think about this, James Franco, like, because there was supposedly he had a sexual allegation from one of his, like, his extras that were getting paid $100 a day. And he ended up, I guess he ended up having a relationship with one of the extras, and then she was complaining about how they're only getting paid $100 a day living in fucking California. I'm just like, and that's only during the movie, like, that's only when they need them. So if there's a day they don't need them, they're not going to be on set, you feel me?
Yeah.
And, you know, $100 in California is like $20.
Yeah.
The way, especially the way inflation's going, like, I get why she did it. You know, she wants that bread, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I get why she did it. Now, I'm pretty sure there's other allegations, and the girl's like, shit, we can sue James Franco too, let's get this fucking bread, girl. Yeah, it's queen. That's right, ladies, go and sue these men. Get that money, baby. Don't worry.
Well,
your grandparents aren't mad at you. Or your ancestors aren't looking down at you like, is what my bloodline's led to. Some money grubbing whore.
I mean, the world's already kind of fucked anyways.
It's been fucked since.
Speaking of, like, world-ending shit, did you hear that apparently the world's, like, spinning a bit faster?
Yeah, I saw that shit. I mean, that would make sense.
You know, it's making the days go by faster or something like that. They're saying that if it spins faster or if it continues at that speed, like, increasing speed.
Can it knock the core out of fucking... shit like that.
The core is firmly in place because it's all fucking rock.
I mean, it's the core, but if it moves at a certain...
If it moves at a certain speed or like can it above shake? A speed, it could fuck up everything.
If the fucking core messes... Even a little bit.
Well, no, it's not the core that's going to fuck up. It's the whole gravitation and shit like that.
Shit, that would be crazy. We just start floating, yo.
Yeah,
and this podcast is no more. Man, that would be crazy as fuck.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know.
It's probably not going to happen in our lifetime because...
Yeah, it's by the time... We're probably going to be older a lot quicker. It's going to be 20 years and we're going to have gray beards and shit like
that. Besides, global warming might end up doing most of the work before it speeds up to a lethal pace.
Oh, yeah, the world's on fire right now, y'all. I mean, temperatures are only rising. Fucking the ice glaciers are only melting a lot faster.
And we are not doing shit about it.
Nope. We are not.
Nope, we're just kind of...
Fuck that. Let's spend more money on fucking... What did we spend money on again?
Entertainment, basically.
Entertainment, yeah. They fucking gave there was some fucking
But some of the entertainment shit isn't even getting put through. It's used for like tax purposes and shit like that.
Yeah, it's
money grubbing shit. Like,
yeah.
For example, did you hear about that movie that Warner Brothers canceled? Fucking Batgirl?
Which one's that one? That already sounds like a bad movie, but continue.
It's like a series or a movie, I think. But apparently that they already like finished shooting it and everything, and it's already in its final touches. And then all of a sudden, Warner Bros. Was just like, you know what? No, we're not gonna go through with it. And then apparently, they did that because they'd get more money by just canceling it and doing it as like a tax write-off or something like that rather than actually putting it out.
Like, imagine you get like the performance of your lifetime and they fucking Warner Brothers executive is like, don't need it.
Yeah, and the actor or the actress that was playing Batgirl in that series or movie.
Oh, yeah, you said like Batgirl.
Batgirl, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Bad Girl. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was the what's the fucking face? Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, but that was like her like debut or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But then they just fucking canned it.
Yeah, fucking canned it. Nah, I mean, Batgirl already fucking did bad in CW, you know what I mean? You remember the fucking Batgirl?
No, that was Batwoman.
Same difference.
Well, because it did bad there,
that's why, but like, why would you even fucking start production? That doesn't make sense. I know exactly what you're talking about. I saw it on fucking The Shade Room. I know she was complaining and shit. But, like, that's what happens when you go there. Once you sign a contract, it's due to fucking change. All that shit you sign up for, I'm pretty sure they still paid her money.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she got paid for it still, but she's not going to get seen, though. So
I mean, yeah. And so, this kind of hype will land her a couple of roles, but it's gonna be small time. It's not gonna be as big a deal as it was.
But the thing is, that's the fucked up part. She should have just shut the fuck up and just got took her money and fucking moved on to the next studio.
Well, that's the thing, though. People that are in the entertainment business, they want hype. They want the drama. They want shit because it increases their name, and then they can use their name to
Maybe for a short term, but fucking as far as long term in a career, they're not going to look for you, especially if you're flogging a national, like a network, like fucking Warner Brothers. Like, you're going against the network. That's how they get paid out there.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, it will be short time, but in that short time, they could easily make a lot of money. It's just, it's pretty much a gamble.
True, and it could be a quick money grab, but fucking, they're not going to have a career. And if that was her debut, that means she was just starting, which means she really has no experience out there.
Yeah.
So it means she, like, no one's going to take an inexperienced actor that whose stuff never went out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially one that talks like that. This is me looking at it from a business standpoint. These guys want corporate answers. These motherfuckers want you to fucking play ball. And they're like, okay, we'll throw you $2 million. You want to play ball? $2 million. You want some? You want a little $1 million? Want $10 million?
And
3 years?
Apparently.
$10 million?
Apparently, Kevin Feige was kind of like playing the nice guy. And he pretty much DM'd the directors and producers of the background. We're like, hey, like, sorry to hear that your show got canceled, this and that, and like, I wish you guys the best, and that was it.
Nah, he's probably gonna steal those fucking directors and shit.
Yeah,
because you know, so
reached out for that purpose. Yeah, without a doubt.
Just to put it in there, oh shit, Kevin Feige, I'm in times with Kevin Feige now. Because they be getting these fucking...
I heard that the director was directing Ms. Marvel as well. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, okay. That probably makes sense. That would make sense. I don't even... You know, because, Captain... Supposedly... Oh,
okay, yeah. I just saw this.
I gotcha.
The directors for Batgirl was... I'm gonna mispronounce the fuck out of these names. Adil El Arbi. And
Arby's?
No, it's Arbi. It's like a meats. Middle Eastern name. And then Bilal Fala.
Oh yeah, Bilal. Okay.
Yeah, those two were making the background movie, and then it got canceled. They were directors.
Yeah, man.
And they were doing Ms. Marvel as well with them, with Kevin Feige, which cool. I guess is the reason why. Know him, but.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, shit. It's a tough break, though. That's a tough break.
What I think is happening is Warner Brothers...
They don't give a shit. Warner Brothers has always been fucking cash and grab. Cash and grab.
They don't give a fuck. Let me read...
Yeah.
The DC Entertainment Universe... Because of all this backlash and all that shit, all Ezra the controversy Miller, and shit, Amber Heard, yeah, they're just gonna completely reset the entire fucking thing, and then they're gonna try to do Marvel sort of deal.
I wonder if Ezra's gonna just fucking show up with his fucking underage girlfriend and be like,
Ezra's pretty much fucking gone. He's never coming back.
Yeah.
But. The guy that plays the Flash in CW
is gonna take over.
He might because
he's already established himself over there.
No, but that's the thing. The show is finally gonna end.
Yeah.
Like this year, I think.
Oh, perfect.
So yeah, so it's like right around a good time frame for him to take up the mantle.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're gonna still have old boy Ezra on there. And fucking, I don't know, man. It's just like,
when Flashpoint comes in and shit like that.
Come in and be like, yeah, you live in this universe.
Yeah, they could easily use the Flash movie to kind of...
Fuck everything off, yeah.
Yeah, fuck everything off and then...
Some shit like
put that. New faces on old characters and be like, oh, it's because of Flashpoint.
Yeah, it's just like, that'll be some stupid ass. And then they're gonna
do that.
Fucking Robert Patterson goes from a fucking big Ben Affleck, the big old physique, turns into a little fucking puny boy Robert Patterson.
Yeah, they could easily do that.
Fucking bitch boy Batman.
They could easily do that and they could blame it all on Flashpoint and. It'll be
that'll be cool, but like at the same time, like Man, like the Warner Bros. Does not know what the fuck to do with the DCEU. They're just trying to grab as much money as they can. We're like, oh, superhero movie.
That's a thing. Check this out. That is a thing.
And they produce good fucking work though. Sometimes.
No, it's because Warner Brothers has always been like a cash grab sort of thing. Yeah. But when Avengers was barely starting out and like Iron Man and shit like that, it was just Marvel Studios. Like,
oh, yeah, they're the monopoly.
That's not what I was going with that. Marvel Studios wasn't a cash grab. It was like a small-time studio, so to speak, that actually cared about where the story was going.
Yeah.
Whereas DC has always been linked to Warner Brothers. So then...
I'm just talking as of now. I fast forward to now. Like, they were like a monopoly of good superhero movies.
Yeah.
On a continuous basis.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as of late. There's some shit that was hits and misses. I still haven't seen the Thor movie.
That's because Disney kind of like grabbed the mold.
It
started becoming more about like wokeism and shit like that.
That shit, which is stupid, man. Like, just leave the fucking characters alone. Now, if there's a message in the comic books, then, you know, bring it in. But fucking, if you're going to go add all this extra woke bullshit, like, motherfucking people are not watching. Nobody watched all these past few shows. Like, the only good one was fucking Loki. Loki, in my opinion. Loki and maybe Moon Knight, but then Moon Knight was like...
I love Moon Knight.
Me too, but like Moon Knight was just... I don't know. It didn't do what I felt like it was going to do, unless that's what it was aiming for.
But well, like, I mean, we don't really know where they're going to be going with that until
3 years from now. When they're releasing the show.
Avengers comes out.
Yeah, because fucking... They got so many things on the line. Oh, yeah, by the way, Daredevil, 18 episodes.
Oh, yeah, but that's not coming out until like 2024.
But still.
And apparently...
The more time they take on that, the better.
Apparently that they're going to do...
And then She-Hulk looks bad.
They're going to do something with
Daredevil. Look how they massacred my boy, you know, the fucking Hulk.
Yoga.
You saw that shit.
It's the wokeism and shit like that.
Oh my gosh.
But the reason why She-Hulk looks bad is purely because of the CGI and shit like that. Because Marvel's like gone into under fire or something like that about like their CGI teams and shit like that being like understaffed and overworked.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's how they're heavily reliant on the CGI and VFX.
No, yeah.
They're heavily reliant on that shit. But the thing is, especially for Hulk, they got to do all his muscles on his face. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a fucking Hulk now. Mm-hmm. Professor Hulk. Mm-hmm. And that was also a reason why there was, like, a scene in Endgame that one of the artists, VFX artists quit in the middle of production. And so he never finished that scene. So it was supposed to be just Hulk coming out his body. You know when fucking the Ancient One pushes him out of his body?
Mm.
Supposedly that fucking artist quit in the middle and never finished the work. So they just used the Bruce Banner's old body in that scene. I don't know if you remember that shit.
I don't know.
But yeah, I saw that shit on fucking TikTok. I don't know how true that is, but that... I don't know. If that is the case, then
it's
yeah.
It's probably just a fan theory.
I don't know. Supposedly that artist came out and was talking all sorts of shit.
Mm.
So, but I don't know. But, yeah, no, either way, I mean, shit, you're working for a fucking mogul like fucking Disney. I mean, what do you expect what's going to happen? The fucking, true. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to turn it, you know, Disney eventually is going to turn into the big monopoly. And the way DC is going, I know Warner Bros. Would never give up DC, but they don't know what the fuck to do with the fucking DC universe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They really don't know what the fuck to do with it. And honestly, I as much as I don't like the mouse, I'm kidding, I like the mouse. He actually put out some good shit. And, you know, me and my brother, you know, don't mind doing podcasts for y'all for $10 million each. $10 million, you know, we won't be stingy. How about this? $7.5 million each.
Yeah.
And we'll call it even, all right? We'll sell out. Fucking. But yeah. But anyways, like the way, going back to fucking Disney, the fucking Hulk, like, I don't know, they're just clowning the fuck out of the Hulk and on fucking social media.
Mm.
Like, I don't feel like we got to see Hulk really angry, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're missing a whole fucking, like, a great storyline they could use with the World War Hulk. That shit would be fucking dope.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said before, you know, the entire, you know, MCU ended in Endgame for me. So anything after that, you know, it's okay, but it's not as big as Endgame.
Yeah, I mean, it ended for most people around that time as well, because after Endgame, that big ass hype kind of died down, and it was left kind of like a repeat, so to
and
speak.
just now they're just trying to repeat it twice over,
Yeah,
which they're probably gonna do, but
they're origin arcing like a bunch of new characters, and then they're gonna up it until like Avengers: Secret Wars,
man, it was just like
I
I
mean.
don't feel the same hype I felt.
Well, that's because those Marvel characters were big on the hype, and they've always has been.
Oh, yeah.
But these new characters are kind of like they're kind of like
B-list.
B-list
Yeah, they're not
characters.
up there, and
They're not up there, but they still have a fan base.
yeah, they're still,
And
yeah.
some people might not like it, or majority of people might not like them,
I'm
but
kind of not liking it.
At that point, it's pretty much just how Marvel Studios and
I think this is what I think it is. I think people got stingy, and you know how people are, you know, especially Americans. We get fucking, once we get something, we want some more of it. And we want more, and then we want more, and then it's delivering at the same fucking level every single time. Like, you know, we get stingy, and then we forget, like, hey, remember fucking 15 years ago where they weren't even making superhero movies at this level? Like, I remember that shit. I remember they weren't even thinking about making no Avengers. I remember Kevin Feige was getting laughed out of fucking
It's
Disney,
because Iron Man
Marvel
was a
Studios.
gamble.
Yeah, and then and he fucking rolled the dice and fucking won big, and everyone forgot that's where it started. And fucking, you know, no disrespect to Robert, but you know, fucking a drug addict came in and kick-started the fucking, you know, the whole entire MCU. So I mean, I'm just, and you know what I mean, like a fucking ex-drug addict, former, you know, what is it called?
He was clean for
He was
about a
clean,
year.
yeah, and he just came in and fucking stole the show. It was supposed to be Tom Cruise, so
Kinda.
we were supposed to see what's his name, Top Gun in that bitch.
I know.
I was still mad we didn't get to see Tom Cruise as Superior Man and fucking
I know.
Doctor
I
Strange.
feel like that would have been
that would
pretty
have
fucking
been that would have been actually that would have been slightly better.
I mean,
I would have wanted to see him killed by Wanda. I ain't gonna lie.
You never know. We might end up seeing him in Secret Wars.
Some shit like that. That'd be crazy
Because
as fuck.
Secret Wars is the arc where like all the multiverse gets all combined into one.
Yeah.
You see like a whole bunch of new ass people.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Like, hopefully they find a good, not a replacement for T'Challa, but a new T'Challa. You know what I mean?
Oh, and speaking of new characters, there might be a new Ghost Rider on the way.
Oh shit, let's
A
get it, baby.
new Johnny Blaze.
Let's fucking
Because
go.
apparently there's an Easter egg in a trailer in She-Hulk, and it's a picture or like a poster of Johnny Blaze, and he's like on a motorcycle with flames and shit like that, and then apparently Wong was like a part of that little Easter egg, so now there's like a theory that's pretty much saying that Wong is it's pulling a Nick Fury and making a team
Cause
of magic-based heroes.
yo, and then they're gonna probably make like some shit like Midnight Suns or some shit like
Yeah,
that.
that's the exact
Yeah,
name.
that shit, which I think is a pretty, I heard the game's gonna be pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. So people are saying there's like good reviews or some shit like that for it, like for the beta testers. It's supposed to be, it's better than the Avengers game that came out. And you know, it was a
We'll
lot.
see.
That game was, I think it was all right.
Well,
It was.
that's because there was like a shit ton of bugs when it came out, and
Yeah.
they were like fixing it as it was going on.
Yeah,
Like
no,
it was like,
they forced the fuck out of that game.
yeah, they it was under development when they put it out. So like there was like a ton of bugs in the beginning,
Shit. That's
and
where
then.
Cyberpunk fucked up. You
Oh
know, with
yeah.
Cyberpunk
And there was
2077.
so much hype on it,
Oh
and
my God,
then
10 years.
yeah,
Think about that shit.
and then
Imagine work.
they
They
fucked it
fucking
up,
they fucked it up. 10 years working on that shit.
and then
Imagine.
now it's like fully out, right? Like
It's
no
fuck, but
bugs or
nobody's
shit like
fucking
that.
buying it
Yeah,
because you fuck,
because of all
because the
that shit.
fucking first impressions fucking matter. Like that's what the fuck I say all the time. First impressions fucking matter. I mean, motherfuckers think, oh no, you have to just come in, fuck it, do that. No, they fucking matter. Those first impressions, some shit you can fuck around with, but not first impressions, dog. Like that's just something you just don't fuck around with and stuff like that. But yeah, but anyways, we hit that 30-minute mark, so I hope you sons of bitches and you pieces of shits out there that listen to this, all the 8 people, we thank you guys for tuning in. We really do appreciate
it. Hopefully we can make it 10 by the end of
Hopefully we make it big like Joe Rogan. That's right.
Fuck.
It's authentic. You hear that yawn? It's digital.
Joe Rogan is not authentic. That's pure, like, unadulterated shit.
All right, well, explain, elaborate. The people want to know.
No, I'd rather go to bed.
All the 8 people. Joe Rogan wants to know. He's already calling me on the phone. Oh, shit.
He's
you pissed him off. He's listening to this right now.
He's hocked up on horse tranquilizers and shit.
That motherfucker, yeah. You fucking, I swear, he be saying, yeah, have you tried this new drug? Oh, my gosh. It's mind expanded. It's mind evolving. Yeah. He's always on some new type of drug that's like always like mind evolving type shit. I'm just like,
it's only a matter of time before he finds this guy dead in a ditch due to a drug overdose or some shit.
Nah, Joe Rogan's going to live forever. They're going to find someone to replace him. Spotify can't allow him to leave.
All right, well, hopefully by the end of next week's episode, we can have an answer to that. But for now...
Yeah. Oh, shit. Joe Rogan's at the front yard. Everybody, do not fucking make a move. Quiet, guys. Hey, you. Whoever's listening to this, quiet. Joe Rogan's outside our house right now.